Let us pray together. Our Father, we pray that tonight you would lead us to the cross. Tonight we will hear and sing many words of truth. Would you be pleased to take them from our heads to our hearts? For your glory, we pray. Amen. We come tonight to ponder the true meaning, the significance of the most important day in the history of the world, the day known as Good Friday. Perhaps some of us have asked the same question as I heard today a 10-year-old boy who asked his mother, "How in the world do we call it Good Friday? They killed Jesus." It's such a dark day, a day of intense suffering and abuse and bleeding and death. How's it possible to call it good? Followers of Jesus view this day in the life of Jesus as a huge turning point in all of history. Listen to how Paul refers to it in 1 Corinthians 15. "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried." For the Apostle Paul, the crucifixion was of first importance. What does it mean when we say that something is of first importance? Paul is saying that everything else in our faith is dependent upon this. If Christ did not die for our sins, the gospel absolutely collapses. First importance, that Christ died for our sins. The crucifixion is at the heart of the gospel, and our faith flows from what he has done and accomplished for us. Tonight, we will look at Good Friday through the lens of Jesus as King and Jesus full of grace. If we look at the beginning of the week and at the end of the week, we see Jesus as King. On Palm Sunday, we remember the triumphal entry. Tyler reminded us last week that Jesus wept. He shed tears as he came into the city. Jesus, the King, enters Jerusalem riding on a donkey, being celebrated. It's a fulfillment of prophecy. Zechariah 9, "Your King comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey." And we see the crowds crying, "Hosanna!" They wanted a king, but they thought of a political and a military king. Then, days later, Pilate, several times during the trials and even at the crucifixion, refers to Jesus as King of the Jews. Let's look at Pilate, the Roman governor of Judea, and his words about Jesus as king. In John 8, Pilate speaks to Jesus during his trial, asking in John 18, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Then later, Pilate presents Jesus to the people. John 19, "Behold your King." The crowd replies, "Away with him, crucify him." Pilate writes the inscription on the cross in John 19, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." The chief priests object, but Pilate refuses to change it, saying, "What I have written, I have written." Pilate even wrote in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek so that everybody living in that culture would understand. Pilate may be referring to Jesus in a sarcastic way as king, but God uses it to reveal the true identity of Jesus. Well, how is Friday good? Let's answer the question from God's Word. First, Friday is good because King Jesus accomplished what he came to do. In John 6, we read, "For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." King Jesus came to do the Father's will, and he in grace did it for you and for me. The King completes his mission. From the cross, Jesus said, "It is finished." It's not a cry of defeat. It's a cry of victory. The king entered Jerusalem with purpose, and he will leave the cross with mission accomplished. Friday is good because King Jesus did what we could not do. Matthew 5, I have not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. Something you and I could never do, Jesus did for us by grace. King Jesus kept the law perfectly. He fulfilled the law for you and for me. And then Friday is good because King Jesus came to proclaim good news. In Luke 4, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. King Jesus proclaimed good news, and he did it by grace for you and for me. Friday is good because King Jesus came to call sinners. In Mark 2, and when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. In his grace, he called you and me." Friday is good because King Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. In Luke 19, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." He came to seek you and me in his grace. Friday is good because King Jesus came to save the world. John 3, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world through him might be saved." He saved you and me by grace. Friday is good because King Jesus came to give his life. Mark 10, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." He gave his life in grace for you and for me. Friday is good because King Jesus came to give abundant life. John 10, "The thief comes only to steal and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." He gives life abundantly for you and for me in his grace. And Friday is good because King Jesus came so that we do not have to remain in darkness. John 12, I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. He did it for you and for me. And finally, Friday is good because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. 1 Peter 2, King Jesus came literally to bear our sins upon the cross. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. Jesus bore our sins in his grace, and only a king could accomplish these things. All of these things that make Friday good come together in the cross of the Lord Jesus. The cross for the Romans and Jews alike was a detested, a horrible symbol. And we can so easily lose appreciation for the cross when we only think of the cross in terms of jewelry or maybe church architecture, without allowing our minds to go deeper and remember what took place on that cross. How do you view the cross? What happened on that cross? Paul says that Jesus became sin for us. 2 Corinthians 5, "For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Knowing that he bore our sin and gave us his righteousness, might it be that we, as we ponder the justice and grace and mercy of what Jesus did for us on that cross, might it be that you and I would become living proof of 1 Peter 2, verse 25, as he says, "For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. There are some here who perhaps tonight have strayed, and maybe it is time to return. Friends, consider tonight the King who was rejected and mocked, betrayed, ridiculed, tormented, beaten, abused, despised, and crucified. If you have strayed, come to the King who has open arms ready to receive you back. A king does that. If you have never trusted in Jesus, the invitation is for you also to come on bended knee and heart to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, full of grace and truth, we're told. John 1, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. We started tonight with Paul speaking of first importance. Let me finish the verse that I read. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried. And then Paul adds that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. Christ died, he was buried, and he was raised for you and me. Friday is good because the King has come in grace. The King has obeyed in grace. The King has fulfilled in grace. The King has sought in grace. The King has saved in grace. The King has given his life in grace. The King has borne our sin in grace. Remember King Jesus. As he entered that city, he wept, and his tears show us his heart. When we cry, we so often show each other our heart, do we not? And in his death, he secures our new birth, a new beginning, where sin is forgiven, where the lost are found, where straying sheep return to the shepherd, where dead hearts are made alive. The King not only shed tears, but he shed his blood for us. And he did so with joy. Hebrews 12 tells us that Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. He gave his life for us with joy. Today is Friday, and it is dark, and it is heavy, but it is good. And on top of all that, we know that Sunday is coming. Let's pray. Father, we have been dead in our sins, and we cannot comprehend how for us you endured the cross with joy, despising the shame, and yet you are now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Lord Jesus, we stand in awe tonight and humbled because of your love. Draw our hearts again to yourself. For those who have strayed, bring them home. For those who have never come, draw them by your grace. Make us a people who live in light of the cross, forgiven and redeemed and full of hope, no matter what we are facing in our lives today. In the powerful and beautiful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.